Boker Tov, good morning. We are in Masachet Kiddushin, Daf Bet Amud Bet. We left off today's Daf is Daf Gimel. We were at the bottom of the page, about 10 lines from the bottom on Bet Amud Bet. The Gemara begins. Mai Ta'ama Tane Shalosh. Why in Mishnah did it say Shalosh? For the next Amud or so, we're going to spend time on the masculine and feminine discussion and the different versions of why, not necessarily masculine and feminine, but more so, why does it say Shalosh instead of Shalosha, and so on and so forth. So let's see. So the Gemara says, Mishum Derachim, because it wanted to teach Derachim in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Nitni Dvarim, Vinitni Shalosha. Why don't you just teach Dvarim, three matters, Vinitni Shalosha. Why does it say Shalosh in that feminine tense, and it wants to teach Derachim? Teach Shalosha, and then you can teach Dvarim. So the Gemara says, Mishum Dekabayin, Amitni Bi'ah, because it wanted to teach about relations, Ubi'ah ikre derech, and relations is called derech. How do we see that? Dichtiv v'derech gever be'alma. Ken derech isha menafet. It says that the way of male is with a young woman. So it refers to relations as derech. That's why we use the word derech. So the Gemara says, hatenach bi'ah. That makes sense for relations. But the Gemara says, kesef ushtar ma'ik lememar. In the Mishnah, we also said there's two other ways you do kiddushin. With money and with a document. So what are you going to say about those? So the Gemara says, Mishum Bi'ah. It's because of Bi'ah, because of relations, they taught, meaning they needed to teach the other two also, but it was all really because of relations. So the Gemara says, Vetani Tarte Atuchada? What? It wrote the other two because of this one? Because of relations? So the Gemara says, Hane Anachnami Tzorech Bi'aninu. Those also are for the sake of relations, meaning either they give a kesef or they give a shtar for kiddushin, in order at the end they're going to have relations. So therefore, that's all connected as one. Viva Idaman, if you want to say, ha mani, who's the author here? Rabbi Shimon, he's following Rabbi Shimon. Detani Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Mipnei ma amira Torah, ki kach ishisha. Why does the Torah say, when a man takes a woman, velo katav ki tikach isha leish, when a woman is taken by a man, so the Gemara says, "Mene she darko shel ish lechazer al isha, vein darko shel isha lechazer al ish." Man is usually the one going after the woman, not woman going after the man. So therefore, since it uses the word derech, that's why I wanted to teach it in this way, shalosh in the feminine, because it wanted to teach derech darko. So that's why it said it like that. Mashala adam she'avdalo aveda. It's like a parable. Person who loses an object, mi chazer al mi. Who's going to go look for what? The object is going to look for him, or he's going to look for the object. Baal aveda mechazer al avedato. The guy who lost his object is going to go and look for his object that he lost. So the Gemara is saying the same thing over here. Man, how was man created? From the ground. How was woman created? From man, right? So now man is going to find his lost object, meaning his missing body part that was taken from him. So the Gemara says, v'haditana, I was telling the Mishnah, hold on. B'shiva derachim bodkin et azav. It said, in seven ways, we examine the Zav. So the Gemara says, Litnei Dvarim, why doesn't it say in seven matters? Why does it say in seven Derachim? So the Gemara says, Hatam Hakom Hashmalan, it wanted to teach us the following. The Darka Demichla Yatira La'atui Lidei Ziva, V'Darka Lemishtaya Yatira La'atui Lidei Ziva. Because eating too much or drinking too much will bring a person to become a Zav. So they use the word Derech, the Derech of eating too much and the Derech of drinking too much will bring you to Azav, so use the word derech in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, V'haditnan is Mishnah Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Etrog shave le'ilan b'shlosha derachim. And etrog is equal to a tree in three ways, three paths. The Gemara says, Litnei Dvarim, why isn't it saying three matters? So Mishum deba'en le'mitnei seifa. I wanted to teach, what is the Gersa here? I wanted to teach the latter part of that Mishnah. Uli yarak v'derech echad. It is similar to vegetables in one way. So because it says derech in the latter part, it wanted to be consistent and teach derech in the first part of that Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, hold on. Seifa name nitnei davar. Why don't you say, both in the beginning of the Mishnah and at the end of that Mishnah, instead of derech, say davar in three matters, in one matter. So the Gemara says, that's consistent also. The Gemara says, Hatam Hakom Hashpalan, the derke de etrog ki yarak. The derech of an etrog is like a vegetable. My yarak darkoli gadel akul ma'im. Just like a vegetable, the way of a vegetable is usually is that it grows on irrigation, meaning it's not only the regular waters that are rained over the crops. You have to actually go and do irrigation, where you take a lot of extra water and you pour it all over the crops. And that's how vegetables are grown. Uvishad lekitato isuro. And whenever the vegetables are reaped, that's when you have to give ma'aser on the vegetables. Af etrog, so too an etrog, darko ligadel al kol ma'im, uvishad lekitato isuro. So too a vegetable, etrog, its derech is to grow on with irrigation, like I explained. And whenever you reap it, that's when you give ma'aser. So it's wanted to teach the similarity to vegetables. So the Gemara says, v'had ditnan, that which you're talking about, meaning the reason why it's saying it is because it said derech. Derech of etrog is like a vegetable. That's why I use the word derech. So the Gemara says, v'had ditnan, that which we learned in Mishnah. This is a Mishnah. We see this in Bikurim. This is in Masechet Chulin. So the Gemara says, koi yesh bo derechim shavel lechaya. A koi, which is a safek behema, safek chaya. It has ways that are similar to a chaya. Yesh b'derachim shaveh lebehema. It has ways that are the same as a chaya. It has ways that are the same as a behema. Yesh b'derachim shaveh lechayav lebehema. There are ways that it is both just like a chaya and a behema. Yesh b'derachim sheino shaveh lo lechayav lo lebehema. And there are ways that it is not similar whatsoever to a chaya or a behema. So the Gemara says, nitnei dvarim. Why does it say derachim? Why does it say devarim matters? V'tu, and not only that, haditnan, we learn the Mishnah. This is actually Mishnah Gitin that we saw. Zo achan min haderachim sheshavu gitin nashim v'shuchrei avadim. It says this is one of the ways that the get of a woman is similar to the freeing document of a slave. Over there it explains. Why does it say derech? Why doesn't it say devarim? So the Gemara says nitnei dvarim. It should say devarim. Ela kol hecha deika pukta tanei derachim. Anytime there is an argument, they disagree on the matter, then it teaches derachim. Anytime there's no argument on the matter, that's why it would teach it devarim, matters. How do we see that? We prove that from the following. It said in the end of that Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, etrog shaveh leilan lechol davar. Etrog is the same as a tree in all matters. Oh, but there he uses the word davar. Why? Shema Minah is coming to teach us that when there's no machloket, when there's no difference of opinions, then we write davar. When there's a difference of opinions, we write derech. So the Gemara says, Minyana deresh ala ma'utei mai, Minyana deseif ala ma'utei mai. In our Mishnah, we had in three ways a woman is acquired, and in two ways she acquires herself. So the Gemara's question is, why does it say, what is the amount of three ways, what is it coming to exclude? And the two ways, what is that coming to exclude? So the Gemara says, Minyana deresh ala ma'utei chupa. The first number, three, is coming to exclude chupa. That a woman is not just acquired by just chupa alone. Okay, but according to Rav, so Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, "Namautei chupa she meserala avia lechupa l'shem kiddushin enam mekudeshet bekach." If the father sends her to chupa just for kiddushin, she's not mekudeshet like that. She needs to do it with kesef, shtar, or bia. So the Gemara says, "Hold on." Rav Huna, the Amar chupa konam mikal v'chomer. According to Rav Huna, that we're going to see later on, we're going to see this on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, that he says that by chupa you are mekudeshet. You acquire by chupa, and we learn a kal v'chomer over there. So lemaute mai. According to him, what are you going to say that the Mishnah bringing three cases of ways that she's acquired? Was it coming to exclude? So the Gemara says lemaute chalifin, to come and exclude chalifin. What is chalifin? Kinyan sudar. It's a Rashi says the acquiring through a handkerchief or some artifact. You cannot acquire the woman through another artifact. That's not enough to acquire. It needs to be with kesef shtar ubiya. I would have thought to say, "Hu'il v'gamar kicha kicha miste efron." Since we learned on the first daf, we learned gzeras shava between kicha kicha. When Avraham Avinu was buying the sadeh efron for his wife Sarah, says mas sadeh mikanya bechalifin. Just like a field can be bought with kinyan sudar, so too af ishanami mikanya bechalifin. So too, I would have thought that a woman can also be acquired like that. That's why the Gemara says no, that a woman cannot be acquired with chalifin. Why not? Maybe she can. So the Gemara says, "Chalifin itanu v'pachol mishave puta, v'ishav v'pachol mishave puta lo mikanyan nafsha." A chalifin, there are types of sudars of, you know, artifacts or items or handkerchiefs or so on and so forth that can be less than a pruta, couple cents. Doesn't have to be more than a couple cents. But by a woman cannot acquire herself with less than a couple of cents. It has to be at least shaveh, equal to a pruta, in order for her to be acquired. Flipping the amud. Minyana de seifa, lema'ute chalitza. The number at the end of the Mishnah, when it said, There are two ways that she acquires herself. That's only to exclude chalitza. That if she does chalitza, that does not get her out of her marriage. She's married to the person. I would have thought to say, Taiti bekal v'chomer miyavama. I would have thought, let's learn a kal v'chomer, all the more so from yevama. What's the case by yevama? My yevama she'ina yotza beged yotza b'chalitza. Just like a yevama who's waiting her brother-in-law. Her husband died without children. She's waiting for her brother-in-law. She goes free with chalitza, not with a get. So too, zo she'yotza beged. This woman who's married, that she gets divorced with a get, she gets freed with a get. I would have thought, how much more so? Eino din she'yotza b'chalitza. Is it not all the more so that she gets to go free with chalitza? If the woman who cannot go free with a get gets to go free with chalitza, then this woman who gets to go free with a get should get to go free with chalitza. So the Gemara says, kamashmalan, that's why it's coming to teach us that a woman does not, a married woman doesn't get to go free with just giving getting chalitza, she has to get a get. So the Gemara says, v'ema achinami, why don't we say she gets to go free with chalitza? So the Gemara says, amakra, the pasuk says, sefer kritut. It needs to be a book of severance that it cuts the marriage. Sefer korta, vein davar acher korta. The book, the sefer, the get is the one that cuts the marriage and nothing else. It has to be an actual writing. Bekesef minalan, how do we know that she can be acquired with kesef? So vetu, and not only that, haditnan, we learn in Mishnah, the Mishnah in Ketubot, the Mishnah says, ha'av zakai bebito, bekidushya, bekesef, bishtar, ubiya. A father merits by the kiddushin of the wife, with the money, with the shtar, with any documents, and with the beyond the relations. How do we know that she is acquired with kesef? And how do we know that the money belongs to her father? How do we know the money goes to her father? So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says about an Ama Ivriya, a Hebrew maidservant, a Hebrew servant. It says, V'yatza chinam en kasef. She goes free en kasef. There's no money paid. Ah, the Gemara understands, en kasef la'adon zeh. In this case, there's no kasef. But in the case of kiddushin, there is a case, aval yesh kasef la'adon acher. There would be a case if, let's say, there was kiddushin done to the woman, that the money would go to another person. Who is that other person? To the father. Umanihu, who is that? Av, the money goes to the father. The Gemara says, ve'ema ledida, why doesn't the money go to her herself? She got kiddushin. Why doesn't she get the money? So the Gemara says, hashta is a different girsa. Hashta, avia mekabel kiddushia. The father can accept kiddushin for her. Dichtiv, ed biti natati le'isha zeh. I gave my wife to this man. Ve'iu shakla kaspan, she's going to take the money? The father can marry her off and she gets the money? Absolutely not. It goes to the father. The Gemara says, ve'ema hanimile kitana. That's only when it's a young girl, when it's a kitana. Ah, the late la ya de kabel kiddushin, because she doesn't have her own hands to receive kiddushin. Ah, aval na'ara, but a na'ara who's already reached the age of 12 years old, then the id la ya de kabel kiddushin, she's able to receive her own kiddushin. Tekadesh ihi nafsha v'tishkol kaspa. I would have thought to say that maybe she. The Gemara is asking, why don't we say that this is only by a child? But if it's a young girl who's 12 years old, I would have thought that she herself can do kiddushin and take the money herself. So Gemara says, Amar Kra, that's why the pasuk says, Bin Urea Beit Avia. Kol Shevach Ne'orim Le'Avia. All of the profits she gets during her Na'ara stage, when she's at that young age, 12 year old, goes to the father. So that's where it learns it from here, and that's how we know that the father would receive the money from Kiddushin, from this young girl, from a girl who's only at this age of 12. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. Okay, we started on today's daf by talking about the questions, all the different mishnayot and different girsaot, as to why it said derech over davar. Derech, why did it use the word derech? So the Gemara went through each and every case of our mishnah and the different mishnayot explaining why it said derech, and we ended the conclusion by saying, anytime that there's a machloket, it uses the word derech. Anytime there's no difference of opinion, it's not a machloket, it uses the word davar. Then, on the Amud Aleph, we start getting to the question, our Mishnah said there are 3 times that a woman is acquired, and there are 2 times that a woman acquires herself. The Gemara asked, what is it coming to exclude? So the Gemara said, the first case coming to exclude Chupa. I said, oh, but according to Rav Huna, Chupa is included in Kiddushin. So then it said, no, it's coming to exclude Chalifin, which is doing a Kinyan Sudar, that a woman cannot be acquired with a Kinyan Sudar. Then, because it's not always Shaveh Pruta. Then we asked, what about the
Second part of the Mishnah, she's acquired to herself in two ways. What is that coming to exclude? So we said that's coming to exclude chalitza, that she cannot free herself to a married man by chalitza. Only a yevama can do something like that. And the last part of the daf was about how a woman is acquired by money. How do we know that? And also, how do we know that the father receives the money? And so we showed and proved that the woman, by the case of Amma Ivriya, we said, but the Gemara says that there is a time where the money will go to someone else, and that's the father, whenever the father marries off his daughter at a young age. And how do we know even from the age of 12? So the Gemara explains, it says, that even from that age of Ne'orim, that the father was to be the one to receive the money, receive the profit. So if he marries her off at that such age, he would be the one to receive the money from Kiddushin. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Amen ve'amen.